Gospel Acclamation. Whoever serves me must follow me, says the Lord, and where I am, there also will my servants be. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Amen, amen, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his life loses it, and whoever hates his life in this world will preserve it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there also will my servant be. The Father will honor whoever serves me. I am troubled now, yet what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this purpose that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it and will glorify it again." The crowd there heard it and said it was thunder, but others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered and said, "This voice did not come for my sake, but for yours. Now is the time of judgment on this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw everyone to myself." He said this, indicating the kind of death he would die. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus is inviting us to follow him, just like him on earth. Whatever he does is for the glory of God. And today, he invited us to follow him step by step, day by day, moment by moment. He just taught us to live our life with joy, with faith, with peace. Even at times, some moments of difficulties, Jesus is with us. We just tell him, "We are weak. Please, Jesus, give your strength." Jesus is always close to us. Any time of the day, he is with us. Let's be trustful in him. He's inviting us to do the will of God every present moment. He's watching us. He's holding our hand also. But we need to walk. We need to face him. We need to listen to his voice by reading the gospel, by praying, meditating, a visitation of the Blessed Sacrament, or just in silence, in a garden, even while walking, just tell Jesus, "How do you feel that moment?" Just tell him that we're so weak. We need his help. Just tell him, be simple. He wants us to live in joy and peace. So let's ask Jesus to give us the strength to follow him step by step. Jesus, we trust in you.